a comment to help protect our Wisconsin pork industry from our state veterinarian. Well, hi, I'm Mike Austin. Nice to be joined by Zen Miller, our agricultural agent from Ottagamie County, and a guy that also is involved in the pork team for UW Extension. And Zen, the reason why we have this announcement, obviously, is because of the concern over the PED virus. Can you tell us a little bit about this virus and what it can mean to a hog producer?
Well, PED stands for Porcine Epidemic Diarrhea Virus. It's a virus that attacks pigs of all ages, but it's most serious on baby pigs from one day old to about 3 weeks when they're on just milk from the sow.
Okay, now this really isn't transmittable to humans, though, is it?
No, it's not zoonotic, so we don't get it. Beef cattle don't get it. Sheep don't get it. Chickens don't get it. It is a swine disease.
And is there also a concern? I mean, I heard some talk that this is one of those diseases that sometimes recycles their way into an operation.
Yes, that's true. It's a coronavirus, and so therefore, then there's two strains of it so far. The first one came from China. It's been identified that way with its DNA. The second one, I think maybe from Europe, not quite sure on that one, but there have been sow units that have broke twice with the same disease.
Speaking with Zen Miller from Ottagamie County. And Zen, is it possible, are there biosecurity measures that a producer can follow that might be able to minimize the impact of this?
The biosecurity on this is real strict strict for a person to follow. For instance, if you have a sow unit and trucks come in one way to fill the feeders, then the employees should come in a different way so they don't have to walk across where the truck was. It may have had some manure on the tires, and therefore they'd pick it up. Recommendation from Dr. McKean from Iowa State University is you wear one set of boots into the building, you sit on a bench, take them off, swing around, and put on, maybe shower in, but put on boots that stay in the facility. No other traffic come in that absolutely doesn't have to. If you get manure on yourself, what do? You get it in your pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Pickup truck would need to be cleaned. If we've carried pigs, it's wash completely, disinfect completely, and then if you want to get it all, you'd need to get that trailer to 160 degrees for 10 minutes, which is almost impossible. So
yeah.
Very strong virus.
All right. Our state veterinarian, as I mentioned, Dr. Paul McGraw, did make an announcement dealing with certainly something that's big here, and that is the county fairs and the weigh-in of pigs. And what is he doing? He actually is putting a ban on spring fair pigs weigh-ins?
That is right. He has banned weigh-ins of pigs. That means no commingling of pigs, no going farm to farm to weigh pigs, because people can spread the disease as well on their equipment, on their scales and so forth, on their tagger. So no weigh-ins. So we have to figure out other ways to identify pigs, mail out the tags, let everybody identify their own, take a picture, possibly pull hair for DNA. He's highly recommended that all shows are terminal shows.
Now, what does that mean?
The pigs come to the show and no pigs go back home. They all go to a locker plant or someplace to be slaughtered.
Then one final thing. I mean, we've had other pork disease outbreaks before. We are looking at a time now where the pork industry is rebounding a little bit. Could this really be detrimental to the entire industry?
Well, so far they're estimated we've lost 3 to 4 million pigs in the United States just in less than a year. So, yes, it's detrimental. It helps the price, but if you have a barn, farrowing barn full of sows and lose all the little pigs, you lost money that turn. And so people are very concerned. It reduces our pork supply, which increases the price of pork.
And I know you work with the Ottagamie County Fair. There's really no change in plans there, though, as far as the hog show. They're still going to have one?
We're still going to have a hog show. Last night we had an informational meeting. People gave their opinion, and afterwards we had a 4-H Livestock Committee meeting. And what was decided was, yes, we comply with the ban on the weigh-in and try to figure out how we might do it. And number two, it was voted on by the Livestock Committee to have a terminal show this year.
Excellent insights. Thank you for clarifying this. That is Zen Miller, one of the fine agricultural agents we have in northeastern Wisconsin. That is a Fleet Farm Focus here on 1360 97.5 WTAQ.